This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Your official station to talk Jets.
Well, it's just collateral damage for, a season that's just gone awry. And, his job was to put this offensive line together, and he was given a lot of resources to do it, and that hasn't really come together.
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm back. It's another 5 hour KM to AM. You heard? 888-808-1019. Let's not waste any time. I have a couple guests. I want to get to as many calls as possible. There's so much to go over. It's too easy. Yikes. The Jets and the Giants, we're going to just do them together. We might as well lump them together. I was thinking back to the first year I was here on The Fan and the first show I ever did. The literal first show I did was the night that Jason Garrett got fired, and I remember talking about how there's got to be more. This is just a pound of flesh, and Joe Judge got to be next. And Joe Judge kept talking, and the play on the field, made sure that he would be next. 888-808-1019. That's not going to happen with Shane and Dable. Follow me here. It's a tank. It's too cold out here for a tank, but it's a tank. Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby, Gervonta, Tank Davis. You have to tank. You didn't tank properly last year. And if you've already gone through this much of a headache, if they've already made this many mistakes, and we will go through the mistakes, all the moves made and not made, tonight, see it through. A lot of times I tell y'all, stay down till you come up as a fan. Casual fans, fair weather fans, bandwagon fans, diehard fans, stay down till you come up. And now staying down till you come up doesn't mean staying at MetLife Stadium for four quarters of misery. But you're not going to change your team. What, are you going to switch and be a Jets fan, Giants fans? You're not going to switch your team. But you have to wait. It's a process. Dare I say, trust the process. They're still processing down there with the Philadelphia basketball team. But you have to see this through. You have to see this through because you have no other choice, right? And there's a lot of talk now about how the team quit. They lost the locker room. Yeah, you think they didn't know that? You think they didn't know that? I mean, it was a mistake to not let everybody know going into the bye week. I know last week I was on air, and I got to go back to some of my cuts from last week because I said, I know I'm sounding like a hater. And since I'm not a Giants fan, they just want to say, oh, you're a hater. But I told you Tommy Cutlets wasn't going to work. I told you that they would most likely get blown out. I told you to tease up that 6 points. I told you it was over, but that's what you should want as a fan, right? And last week we watched it be over for Daniel Jones, and I didn't know it was going to lead into him being released just days later. But good for him. We'll talk about Daniel Jones and where he's headed. I saw a report he doesn't want to be on the Raiders. No. Daniel Jones has plenty of football left. He's got plenty of money. He wants to play for a contender, even if he's just the backup. You know, he wants to be on a team where the starter goes down and he might be able to rewrite the story on his 2024 season, helping a team succeed. 888-808-1019. But the team that he's left behind, they're reaping what they sowed. The team that he's left behind, they're getting exactly what they deserve from being mocked across the country and the national narrative of, oh, they paid Daniel Jones and they wouldn't pay Saquon. It's not that simple. Oh, they choose Daniel Jones over Saquon? I mean, I called it last week. I said, you're going to watch the Buccaneers, who are coming off of 4 straight losses, but they lost all of those games scoring at least 20 points. You mean to tell me that this Giants team, going away from their QB1, putting their QB3 under center, they're magically going to be able to score 20 more points? No. They're not going to be able. Like, you're not beating the Bucs unless you can put up 35. You average 15. I couldn't see it. So I kept telling y'all last week, I can't see it. It's a little pop for right now. Right? Tommy Cutlets, hey! Tommy Cutlets, like I said, it's going to evaporate. It's going to evaporate by the first quarter. And I mean, right away, not even the first quarter, the first Buccaneers drive. 888-808-1019. But just see it through. You know, don't look at it head on. Maybe don't watch the game, the whole game. Watch Red Zone. Maybe don't go to the game. They have to go through this. They have to lose. They have to ensure that on tankathon.com, they are in the top 3. Not top 6, right? And now there's news that maybe Tommy DeVito is not able to go on Thursday, which if I'm Tommy DeVito, I don't want any parts of Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys defense, which the Dallas Cowboys are no good. They're trash. But they will most likely beat the Giants. Even though they can't win in their building, similar to the Giants not being able to win in their building, it's Thanksgiving. They're coming off a win. They have more talent. Now Jerry Jones is out there saying, we're not sure about Mike. This is a Super Bowl winning coach. He could get another contract. Jerry Jones, stop that. The Giants will probably lose on Thanksgiving. And for everybody saying, this national embarrassment. No, they've already been embarrassed. It was a national embarrassment on Sunday Night Football when I told you would have to watch Saquon go off. And boy, did he go off. Boy, did he go off. And then all the memes and all the tweets come out there about how he had more yards himself, 302, versus the New York Giants' whole offense, 245. It is an absolute mess, but this is a mess that you have to just deal with. And not by firing the GM. You're not going to do that, even though I know John Mara has to be even more sick about how much his Hard Knocks clip is being played. They avoided Hard Knocks for X amount of years. And then they decide to be the guinea pig on the first ever off-season Hard Knocks. And look, they basically gave us an inside look at all the mistakes they made, all the moves that they made, how they spent their money, how they didn't spend their money, what they thought. And it's led to a 2-9 season. Dial the number if you'd like to comment on the New York Giants. My take on the Giants is lose out. If you look at the Giants' schedule, they might win one more game. Fine, so be it. It's hard to stomach as a fan. So what? Don't put on your Odell Beckham Jr. jersey. You'll be all right. Like, just go through the motions here for another month, literally another month, and it will be over, and you will start looking at the combine, the pro days. You will start thinking about whether it's Shedeur Sanders, whether it is Cam Ward, or if it's Aaron Rodgers. One giant mess to one Jets drive. Aaron Rodgers comes out there today, and I thought back to a show I had last week where I started to defend Woody Johnson, right? I'm like, everybody's piling on Woody Johnson. Everybody is making him enemy of the state, public enemy number one. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. And I said, believe half of what you see, none of what you hear, especially in this time. Journalism is dead, especially in this internet time of misinformation, fake news, AI, artificial everything. I mean, depending on what you read, this isn't even Keith McPherson talking to you right now. This might be AI. This might be a fake me. But what I'm saying is Aaron Rodgers comes on Pat McAfee's show, right? That's his outlet. That's where he goes, where you get to actually go to the source and hear from the horse's mouth. And he talks about wanting to stay here. Oh, yeah, you like it around here. It's better than Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's better than Wisconsin for sure. Aaron Rodgers will be 41 in less than a week. That's it. That's it. Fool me, can't fool me again. Right? This is the second time you ran it back with Rob Saleh, Joe Douglas, Aaron Rodgers, and you hoped against hope that a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury, missing a year of football, was going to just do his Jedi mind tricks and trick the NFL into just winning games and the Jets were going to just go to the Super Bowl. What? Never once did you hear me on the fan say they were a Super Bowl contender. I said, crawl before you walk. They just got to get to the playoffs. They just got to get to the playoffs. And the drought. Well, now the drought is 14 years. And if it's me, I'm done. They brought in the 33rd team. Whatever. And I'm actually starting to come around on the thought of Rex Ryan getting this opportunity. You know why? Because of all the conversation about who would want to work for Woody Johnson. You know, as I was defending Woody Johnson last week, and I'm like, let's go through all these moves. Not paying Bryce Huff, that was probably the right move. The Eagles paid Bryce Huff. They don't even need him. Alan Lazard for Jerry Jeudy and a second-day pick. I'm not trading a second-day pick and Alan Lazard the year that he's supposed to do what he came here to do, play with Aaron Rodgers. Alan Lazard was pretty decent. And Jerry Jeudy's all right, but he wasn't going to work here. You know, there's a bunch of other things that they kept piling on saying, this is Woody Johnson's fault, this is Woody Johnson's fault. I'm like, even the thought of benching Aaron Rodgers, which he didn't call for, he suggested it, wasn't outlandish. They scored 9 points, and he just had to watch Zach Wilson play quarterback for 3 years. Go ahead and put Tyrod out there. We got to save the season. 888-808-1019. To save next season, they cannot run it back with Aaron Rodgers. So, like, do not trick yourself. He's good, Aaron Rodgers. Those Jedi mind tricks he's got, he is good. He's good at getting up there and just being like, I don't talk to these people and whatever they're saying is this and this and that. Whatever. Use your eyes. Father Time is on his back. This is it. This is done. Let it be somebody else's problem. Literally. If you want to win games or if you want to just have a Rex Ryan 2 to 3 years bridge to the future, it cannot be with the attention that Aaron Rodgers brings for the lack of production that he brings. 888-808-1019. I think we've seen enough here. I've had enough. We changed the name or the number of the station to 888-808 for Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers, and we're this close to not having to say those guys' names every day. I would move on. I would move on. And I don't care if it's Tyrod. I don't care if it's Jordan Travis. I don't care if they draft a quarterback. For the attention that this man brings, he's not the player that he used to be. You cannot do another year of it. It would be ill-advised. And like I said, Rex Ryan, go ahead and run it back. But, I mean, between Spielman and Mike Tannenbaum, they should advise you on what you should do there with a GM. I think the GM is the most important pick. Find the GM and then figure out the head coach. And if it's Rex Ryan, sure, you can fire Rex Ryan in a year. You can fire him in 2 years. But if he is the bridge to your GM or the 33rd team, who I just follow them on Instagram and Twitter. They always have great memes and content. Like, speaking of, you know, Saquon and the amount of rushing yards he had versus, you know, what the Giants did on Sunday. I got that stat from the 33rd team. Like, they have a lot of good stuff. We'll go through it tonight. But, yeah, my two takes for the Giants fans and the Jets fans, we'll take your calls first. Giants fans, see it through. It's going to suck. It sucks to lose. You did a lot of losing last year, but you didn't lose correctly. The pop that you got from the original Tommy Cutlets era, you got Malik Nabers chewing gum and calling the coach out. Which I also don't mind. You got to understand, these young guys are made men now. These young guys are millionaires in college. These young guys, they come into the NFL, they do not care. There is no authority. There is no, I'm a rookie. I mean, you guys already crowned him. You said he's a new OBJ. Wait. You guys unretired a number for him. That's unheard of. You unretired number one. So he is your number one receiver in the future. You know who knows that? Brian Daboll, who has a future here and will not say anything about that young man. And whatever they do behind closed doors, whatever they say behind closed doors doesn't matter to us. You know, whatever Aaron Boone said to Gleyber Torres behind, it doesn't matter. Malik Nabers is here talking about, I don't know, it ain't the quarterback. Ask Daves. and there's nothing you can do about it. He is the number one receiver, not being used in the first half. For the sake of my fantasy team, please target that man. If it's going to take Drew Lock to do it, so be it. Because right now, even with him missing time, with him missing a couple games with the concussion, like, Malik Nabers is having a historic season. He's got a lot of receptions. I think he's got 67 receptions through 9 games. Man, he should be targeted 10 times a game, even while you're tanking, even while you're losing. At least keep him happy, keep him committed, because there's so many guys that don't want to be here. We'll talk to Jordan Schultz later. Jordan Schultz, I'm happy for the guy. He's a correspondent with Fox. I think he just signed to Smack Entertainment, which is Michael Strahan's group. I got to get to the source of his sources. He knows everything that goes on with the Giants before the Giants know. He's the one that broke the Daniel Jones news. He just broke the Aziz Ojulari news, right? Aziz Ojulari has a painful toe injury. He's going on the IR. Why didn't you trade him? Why didn't you trade him? Oh, the list of moves and non-moves. Darius Slayton didn't have a catch over the weekend. Why didn't you trade him? Saquon Barkley going off for the Eagles. Why didn't you trade him? Why didn't you put him somewhere like, I don't know, Houston, Texas, where maybe they would have had a leg up in the game? And maybe they would have signed him and not the Eagles, not your division rival, the team closest to you, not the Jets, right down the turnpike. You know what? Speaking of trading a guy and letting a guy get his foot wet somewhere else, this Juan Soto stuff, it's oversaturated. I'm good on it. Now we're getting to the point where people are like, ah, he fooled us. He trolled us. Celsius commercial. And shout out to Celsius. I'd like to get a Celsius sponsor. I drank some before I got on the show today. Celsius, it's a great energy drink. It keeps me sharp. I know we have some commercials that run here at WFAN. They dropped off some crates. Never did I ever think Juan Soto was going to announce where he was going on Instagram. When he put on the Celsius hat, I'm like, okay, it's marketing. Good. But you know what? The Yankees traded for this guy to put him in pinstripes so that he could feel what it's like to be a New York Yankee. They traded for him. They gave up 5 players, pitching depth. They gave up a catcher they certainly could have used, starting pitcher they could have used. They did that to give themselves a leg up in the game. And I don't know if it gave them a leg up in the game now that we're here. And this is my new thoughts and take on Juan Soto. As much as I want Juan Soto to remain a New York Yankee and stay in the Bronx, and I think Hal Steinbrenner last week spoke up, said it with his chest, we can sign any Major League Baseball player. I have ears. I know what's expected of me. We're in the mix, right? I know what I said in the past about it not being feasible, sustainable, but I can do what I wish. It's a choice. It's a decision, right? And he had his best career year. He had the best year of his young career hitting in front of Aaron Judge. This guy is in a situation right now with Scott Boras and the whole baseball world waiting on them. We can't wait much longer. I think it's going to happen next week. It could happen in literally a week from today. I don't expect this to drag on to the winter meetings because he is the first domino. He is the biggest fish. He has to make his decision so everybody else can do business at the winter meetings. And we know it's a one-town, two-team race. But as I think about it more, and I think about what we've seen from Scott Boras and what we know of Juan Soto, they are about two things, money and attention. Scott Boras lines up to give you his puns that he worked on for months. Juan Soto, after losing in the World Series, having all eyes on him, says he's available to all 30 teams. He's already turned down $440 million. He's about his money, I understand. So if he's about his money and attention, there's a good chance that he's going to take the most money and sign with the team that would actually bring the most attention. It wouldn't be to stay with the Yankees. He would get way more attention going across town. 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. We call this KM to AM. It's a 5-hour sports talk show with me, you, and a couple guests. Also, a whole lot of Rosie producing. Mike's open for you, Paul. Let's take this break. We'll get right to it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Your official station to talk Jets.
I'm jealous of the Giants because we don't have like a DeVito coming in. Just
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To be the guy to be excited about on Sunday, we have Tyrod Taylor, who will probably win 4 games and put us in the 11th to 12th spot in the draft and screw everything up.
The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Obviously. KM to AM on the Fan, you heard? Paulie had to drop that. Turn his TV off. Actually, when I was just in the break room heating up my Trader Joe's burrito, I'm looking around. I'm like, no hot sauce? All they had was honey, ketchup, and mustard! All right, let's do it, man. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We started off talking Jets and Giants, so let's go right to the phone and continue doing that. Bobby is in Rutherford, New Jersey. Bobby, you're first on the Fan.
Keith, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for taking the call. So, you know, I'm sitting home as a Giants season ticket holder. I have not seen the clock in the fourth quarter strike 000 at all this year. Waiting for that email from John Mara and the organization as to when I'm going to get my free medium Pepsi, like they did a couple of years ago, if you remember,
yeah,
when we were having a brutal
talked
year.
About it last week.
I mean, listen, all you could do is kind of laugh. But listen, as you sit back and you watch this from the stands, I can only think of, you know, obviously everybody wants to talk about the problems that we have. It's easy to point fingers at people. But look, I'm going to talk about leadership, right? And leadership starts at the top, right? So I could sit here and talk about John Mara, but nobody wants to hear me do that. But I'm going to say leaders don't talk in the media, okay? And a guy like Dexter Lawrence shouldn't be saying soft to the media. But the coaching, okay, and Brian Daboll, and I know you're going to disagree with me, but that man had 2 weeks as an offensive guru to prepare his team to come up against Tampa Bay. And he mustered 45 yards of offense in the first half against Tampa Bay.
I don't disagree.
And on top of that, the first thing you hear winning coaches talk about is complimentary football. Okay, hey, we play great complimentary football. Going for it on fourth down, okay, in the first half the other day, when your team was getting blown off the ball left and right and DeVito was getting sacked, you left the defense out there to hang when you didn't get that fourth and one. And they stopped playing for you. And that's why Daboll doesn't belong here anymore. Honestly, he doesn't deserve a pass on this one. And listen, I appreciate you taking the call, but at the end of the day, it's a miserable season. It's not going to get any better. We need better leaders, and it all starts at the top, but it also starts with the players too. They shouldn't be talking in the media. So appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thanks for the call, Bobby. Yeah, Riverboat Dabes. Run a play going forward. Don't go laterally across the formation. Like, you're trying to get a yard. Push ahead, forward. I don't know, man. I'll say this. It looks so bad. But you know what? When it rains, it pours. Let's go back to the first thing he said about Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence is one of the best in the game. Like, he's Aaron Donald, right? Aaron Donald is out. He's the next closest thing. He's frustrated. He's been telling y'all for years now he's tired of losing. Remember last year coming out of Dallas where they thought that he just ducked the media, but I think it was his birthday and he went to see his family or whatever? Like, it's been bad. It's been bad. Add Brian Burns to the mix. He just got here. How dare Brian Burns say, you know, the team was ass and they're soft AF. That is the time we're in, the generation we're in, and that's also where we are with the Giants. I hate to break it to you. This is not the 100 years of Giants pride. I mean, in this last decade, forget the other 100 years, like the last decade, it has evaporated, man. The culture has shifted and changed. Somebody has to come in and get it right. And, I mean, you had a guy in Saquon who was all about the culture. once a giant, always a giant, literally spoke out about wanting to be a giant. And then you have guys come in like Shane and Dable, who look at a guy like Saquon, who was drafted number two overall, who wanted to be here, was from the area, you know, talked about driving past Giant Stadium as a kid, model citizen, guy does right in the community, a lot in the community. John Mara went into the room and said he's our most popular player by far. You know, you never hear a bad word about the guy, and the new regime comes in and they devalue him. They say he's just a running back. Not bad for a running back. MVP? If he wins the MVP this year in that Eagles uniform, it's permanent. It's forever. You're dead to me, but you're alive and well. 888-808-1019. They actually did him a solid. They actually did him a solid. We got to, you know, we just got to change the way we look at things. Saquon, for all your hard work, being a model citizen, being great in the community, never a bad word about you, never getting in trouble with the law, you never speaking out to the media when we were struggling the way that Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Malik Nabers are. We're not going to make you sit through this tankathon. You can go right down the turnpike to the Philadelphia Eagles and add gas to their offense. They were free-falling last year. They were a mess at the end of last year. They were ready to fire Nick Sirianni, and now he's laughing. 888-808-1019. That's the thing for me, too. Not only did they devalue Saquon, you can't let him go to the Eagles. I don't care if you're getting a text that says Chicago's driving the price up and Philly is out. Man, you blow up Saquon's phone. What's his agent's name? Barry or something? You blow up his phone and you say, no, 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 we're back in. We're back in. Because you cannot go to the Eagles and do this. If you did it with the Texans or if you did it with Chicago, it would sting much less. But, like, you're doing it in our most hated rivals' uniform, and now they're talking about this team potentially getting back to the Super Bowl and you being an MVP. You know, the last thing he said about Dave's in the offense, and that's another thing, too. The year that you paid Daniel Jones off of, Saquon was in the backfield. How many times did y'all hear me say a quarterback's best friend is a good running back? You can take the play off. Quarterback loves coming in the huddle. We're going to hand it to Saquon. All right, on one. Ready? Break. Take the play off. You don't have to pre-snap read. You don't have to know what the defense is doing. You don't have to worry about getting sagged. We're just going to hand it to Saquon. Saquon's going to get you that third and one, that fourth and one. I don't know, man. I'll say this. There are a lot of people that are stuck on the theory. They had to. They have a better offensive line. They have a lot of weapons. He should go to the Eagles. They should let him go. They're rebuilding. Yeah, but it's going to be painful for you. And, you know, your offense is terrible. And having the bye week to prepare, you know, the rest of the world. I was listening to Trey Wingo talking about this is how organizations tank in the NFL. It looks like you're tanking. When you elevate your third quarterback to your first string quarterback and that's the production in the first half, it looks like you're not trying to compete. But we all know you have to, right? We do know Brian Dable's seat is hot and he has to show that he's a good coach. But we also have to know that they're safe. His post-game press conferences, I couldn't wait for his post-game press conference. What did they play, the Giants post-game on SNY or something? I was watching that, like, just laughing. You can ask him 100 different questions. And the Giants beat, they are on him. Pat Leonard, Jordan Renan, Dan Duggan, all of them, they are on him. Art Stapleton, they're asking him every question to try and get him to slip, and he does not slip. Giants fans see it through. It's a tank. It's a sleeveless. It's an A-shirt, whatever you want to call it. Vernon is in Newark, New Jersey. Vernon, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing today? Thanks for taking my call. We just got to be honest and transparent. What Malik Nabers and what Dexter Lawrence said about them sucking, it's the truth. We got America's got sucked. If you suck, you suck. We having a real sucky year, and we just got to rebuild. We need a Bill Belichick to come in there and get us a strong defensive coach, but at the same time, get some quality players.
Bill
so
Belichick.
You have a defensive leader. 100%.
Well, who else? I don't know if Bill Belichick is coming through. And that means you're getting rid of Shane and Dable, those two as a pair. I don't think they're doing
100%.
That. 100%. But no, you're right about the players, too. And thanks for the call, Vernon. Did they lie? Did you watch some of those plays? And now as people have reviewed the tape and film, the effort is not there. The tackling is not there. The want to is not there. But how could it be? These guys go on a break, they get away from football, they come back to their locker room, and the first thing they got to deal with is Daniel Jones crying in the club. I'm crying in a Ferrari, not a Toyota, but that's tough. It's emotional. It's football, man. Daniel Jones, he finessed $108 million, but not so much him. His agents and the people that handled that did. He's a quarterback. He wants to be a leader of men. He wants to lead his team, and that got taken away from him because of an injury clause in his contract, which we all knew inevitably they were going to try to avoid. But the thing is, right, they're 2-8 going into the bye, and that's when they punched it. That's when they said, nope, this is the time. So Daniel Jones didn't do anything really to fend that off. We knew it was coming, but for them to go to Tommy DeVito, I mean, Baker Mayfield is out there shaking his hands, doing the Tommy Cutlets. I don't know why he did it so fast. And he said, oh, no, he's got a lot of swag. I met him at the Super Bowl. Ton of respect for Tommy. No, complete disrespect. And that's hard to play football out there like that, man. It's absolutely tough to just go out there in that Giants helmet and uniform and just know you don't stand a chance. You're being mocked. And the guys in control, the GM, the head coach, they didn't set you up for success. They all know Daniel Jones is the best quarterback on the team. And whether they all know the details of his contract like we all talk about, it doesn't matter. They want to go out there and compete. And when you minus the best quarterback on the team, they know they don't stand a chance. 888-808-1019. Rocco's in Saratoga, back on the Fan. What's up, Rock?
How you doing, Keith? Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and everyone on FAN and
likewise,
everyone.
Yes, let's be thankful.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Keith, how ironic. Here it is in the midst of going down the finals of the NFL season, wrapping it up, and all we're talking about is Giants losing, Jets losing.
Not the first time. Not the first time they were cooked before the turkeys get cooked.
Yeah. So we're supposed to endure this for how long, Keith? How long? I'm a Jets Giants fan. You know I'm all about New York.
Turn the TV off. Turn the TV off. You don't have to watch it. Watch Red Zone. Watch basketball. Watch hockey. Get your mind off. So, like, do something else.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't, but damn, I've been doing this so long, Keith. How am I?
I know. It does change Sundays for you. You don't even have the hope anymore that they could win. Man, place your bets against them. Some of y'all actually took the Giants money line.
One. I went against the Giants. Guess what? I won for the first time this season. I kept on picking. Jets, Giants, I just can't. I said enough. Yeah. I said, and guess what? I finally won one. You know, so, you know, but no, it's totally, I went through this in the 70s. The Giants stunk, you know, and they were terrible. But this is the worst stretch, I think, ever.
It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing and it's very compounded. Thanks for the call, Rocco. 888-808-1019. Because it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to, like, they were losing close games. And even Joe Shane tried to stand on that. Like, oh, not like we're, you know. We're losing close games. Oh, yeah, you're not getting blown out. Now you're getting blown out. Don't get blown out in Jerry World. Don't get blown out by the Dallas Cowboys with Cooper Rush. You still got to deal with CeeDee Lamb. You still got to deal with Micah Parsons. Don't get blown out by the Dallas Cowboys. They are miserable. They have injuries. They are not good. And, I mean, I still don't think anything's going to change. They're going to see it through, man. They're going to see it through. And for the Jets, I mean, I don't think they're beating the Seahawks. I don't care what they do. I don't care what happened on the bye week. All the nonsense that went on, I don't know. There's no way to rally around. Jeff Ulbrich and Aaron Rodgers and these guys. The Seahawks just beat the Cardinals. The Seahawks just beat the 49ers. The Seahawks can throw the ball. They can run the ball. They play defense. So they're going to come here on Sunday, December 1st. We'll start a new month. And I just don't expect the Jets to be able to beat them. Maybe they compete. Maybe they show you a little bit more want to. But nah, they always find ways to lose. So it's over. Just understand that we are already on to 2025. John is in Bogota on the Fan. What's up, John?
What's going on, Keith? How you doing?
Good.
Big Jets fan, and I can't help but say, but my organization is a joke. It goes from worse to bad to worse, man. It's like Aaron Rodgers wants to be here, then he don't want to be here, then he's playing with injuries. Our owner don't know what he's doing. We can't go backwards. We can't go back to right. We got to go forward, man. We got to do something.
Yeah.
We got to get somebody who could draft here.
I would not, I said, fool me, can't fool me again. I would not do the Aaron Rodgers thing again. You took a shot at going to get Aaron Rodgers, a Hall of Fame quarterback. He has been reduced to not even being a top 20, 25 quarterback. There are times where I watch Aaron Rodgers, I'm like, what happened to this dude? Like,
he's just as bad
done.
As Zach Wilson right now.
Which is crazy. You have more production in a Zach Wilson-led offense. You can't tell me that's the truth.
It's bad, man, and it's been 14 years. I got a daughter older than the last time the Jets was in the playoffs.
A lot of Jets fans have kids that they made Jets fans during this 14-year drought. It has to end at some point. It could end next year. Thanks for the call, John. I'll say this. They have talent on the team. They have a ton of talent on the team. It could end next year, but I don't think it ends with, like I said, the negative attention that Aaron Rodgers brings, the Pat McAfee interviews, the conspiracy theories, just the way that he talks, and the way that the media already has it out for him and they've had it out for him. They just don't like him, but he's given everybody reason to not like him. From the ayahuasca smoking, to the Egypt trip, to the I'm immunized, to him just kind of thumbing his nose at everyone like he's better than everybody. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. End it now. You have the opportunity to end it now, whether you bench him this year, whatever. You cannot go another season with a new GM, new head coach, whoever it is, saying, oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, our quarterback, at 41 going on 42? No. Down in Mattawan, down the shore. Angelo, you're on the Fan in New York.
What's going on, man? I'm just Jets fan that's tired. It's been way too long. We've had no hype around the season. I don't think I've ever gone into a season where I was 100% confident. And the only time that I had some confidence was last season, and then all that confidence got shut down when Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Yeah. Yeah,
They need to sell the team. They need to wipe out all the coaches and all the staff. They need to legit just start from the bottom and work their way back up.
They're in the process. Thanks for the call, bro. Like, sell the team. He's not going to sell the team. What did I say last week? Sell the team? Why would he? He's the same old Jets and the same old Woody. Like Woody's not selling the team. That would be foolish. Even though I'm seeing, like, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, they have odds for who's going to... He's not selling the team. And even if he dips to London to be in Trump's cabinet or whatever, like, his brother's going to run the team. But they have already hired advisors. They already have gone to football people to help make them make the decisions. Woody knows... Hey, me meddling or me sticking my nose in, it didn't work with Rob Sala, with Joe Douglas. You just talked about starting from scratch. I mean, they should have fired Rob Sala after last season. He had a terrible record. He was not a real head coach. But honestly, you can't blame him because they were no better off without him. They thought that was going to provide a spark. It did the opposite. Jeff Ulbrich's not a head coach. And Joe Douglas was a dead man walking. He was doing the job, but not doing the job. He was holding the position, but not actually doing the job. So, Let's see how it goes with the 33rd team. What number team was the Jets? It's funny. They go get the 33rd team, 32 NFL teams. What number team was the Jets? Trivia question. Somebody call. I won't Google it. 888-808-1019. The Jets are cooked. The Giants are cooked. But this is not the first time. This is not the first time we've seen this. I've been on the Fan 3 years. Today actually starts year 4. Hooray! Congratulate me.
Mazel tov.
There it is. Thanks, Paul.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Another good one. Keith McPherson on the Fan, GNX instrumentals. I guess Kendrick Lamar's whole album for beats is already on YouTube. I mean, great album, great timing. I was hoping that Kendrick would drop an album before performing at the Super Bowl because you can't just do Not Like Us, and Not Like Us is now not on this album, and Drake is suing Universal Music Group for artificially, I don't know what to believe anymore. Drake basically said that they artificially boosted the streams of the diss track that Kendrick Lamar made against him. No, I just think it was really timely and catchy, and it might not be true, but it won the battle, and Drake trying to sue over it, I mean, doesn't help Drake's case anymore. You're telling me that my lawyers will be hearing from this? Like, it just doesn't help Drake's. I'm a Drake fan. I'm a Kendrick fan. If you've been listening to my show, you know I'm a hip-hop head. Look where we are with this. And Kendrick spoke on Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne spoke on Kendrick. So I was very vocal about thinking New Orleans Super Bowl, Lil Wayne should have been the pick, but Kendrick Lamar standing on business. He deserves to be the Super Bowl halftime performance. I think he's going to have a great performance. That TV Off song is definitely going to be on the set list. And, rumor has it there might be another album dropping in the new year. He might have another one in the cut. So 888-808-1019. We're talking football here. We're talking sports here. Jordan Schultz will join us in a little bit. Jordan Schultz, he is an NFL insider. He does a lot of work, and I got to get to the bottom of who the mole in the Giants locker room is, because Jordan knows everything. He seems to know everything before the Giants even know. He's on Fox Sports, and him and I have been talking. I think I had him on maybe 2 years ago or a year ago. We've been talking on Instagram, and yeah, he's all over it. He's all over everything with the Giants, and we'll ask him a couple questions about the Jets too. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. Let's see if we can get two more calls in. Let's go to Edwin in Newark. Edwin, you're on the Fan.
What's up? What's going on, Keith?
You know, holding it down.
I ain't call you in a minute since your first season on the radio, but you know I'm a Cowboys fan.
Sorry about
Yankee it. Yankee fan. And you know I'm getting sick of these Giants and Jets crying. All you know what? We got our own problems. We got bigger problems than them. If Jerry were to sell our team, which you will have to find a billionaire to find that kind of money,
they're never selling.
We ain't never gonna get a Super Bowl. They ain't never selling.
The Joneses. They're gonna keep it in the Jones family.
Oh my God! And people crying about the Giants. They got 13 years, bro. We've been 20 years.
I can relate. I put my Victory Monday T-shirt on yesterday. I hadn't worn it all season. I haven't reached for my Troy Aikman jersey. I haven't put on a Dallas Cowboys star because of Jerry Jones.
I got all three of them in my house hanging on the wall, you know. And I have a Marino because I'm a big Marino fan. But back, you know. These Giant fans always crying. Listen, they ain't been that long. And y'all got a good owner. Y'all ain't got Jerry.
Yeah, you have an owner that's going to see it through and eventually get it right. Stay down until you come up. Thursday should be interesting, man. It's unfortunate that it's Cooper Rush versus Tommy DeVito. It's unfortunate what we got to win.
Cooper Rush is 100 times better than whoever they got anyway. As long as they play right. If they play hard like they played against the Lamanders, or whatever you want to call them, you know.
The Washington Deadskins. Thanks for the call, Edwin. You'll be all right. For the Dallas Cowboys fans listening out there, they just got to lose enough to get Ashton Jeedy. They just got to lose enough to get the running back out of Boise State. That can happen. I don't think they'll have a top 10 pick, but they should be somewhere in 10 to 20 and draft a running back again like they did with Ezekiel Elliott, who's on the team. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough clock to go over the mistakes that Jerry Jones made. Trey Lance is QB2. He shouldn't be on the team. They gave up a fourth-round pick for him. Bucky Irving, who you guys got to see live up in person on Sunday, he was taken in the fourth round. The Dallas Cowboys could have Bucky Irving. Bucky Irving's looking like one of the better backs in the league as a rookie. I don't have the time. You paid Dak Prescott this year. You paid Dak Prescott this year where you could end up with a top 10 pick. You could end up with a new coach, new quarterback, all that. It's a mess in Jerry World. They opened the roof. The roof is falling apart. You guys want a roof over MetLife Stadium. Somebody's got to maintain it. Someone's got to maintain it. Jerry Jones will say anything. I know where the sun is when the game starts. I also know where the moon is. Sometimes it gives us a competitive advantage. I got to believe that 1 + 1 = 3. Let's go to Andrew out in Queens on the Fan. What's up, Andrew?
Keith, what's good, man? Look, I'll move quick because I know you're getting close to the top of the hour. Quickly, number one on Saquon Barkley. Saquon, I'm a Giants fan, so I'll start with that. Saquon, I'm very glad that he's doing well. I love to see it. Even though it's with the Eagles, it would actually kill me more if it was with the boys, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Yeah, but they're too dumb. They didn't sign Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry lives in Dallas, and they wouldn't sign him. They signed Dalvin Cook.
Exactly. That's Jerry for you. But I loved how you put it, where you got to look at it as the Giants did Saquon a favor. The Giants helped him reestablish his value, and you know what? I'm glad for him. Every time I see it, and that's why it kills me whenever I hear Eagles fans tongue-in-cheek goes, oh, thanks, Giants, and the Giants messed up. Like, no, the Giants did help him. Like,
yeah, they really did.
Saquon. You're welcome.
If you love something, let it go. Thanks for the call, Andrew. I know there are Giants fans that they won't burn that Saquon Barkley jersey. And they're watching him, and they're like, that's my dog. Saquon, I knew you was him. We failed him. We should have done better. We needed a better offensive line. We needed more weapons. Saquon, 302 yards. All right, we got to break it down. 888-808-1019. Jordan Schultz is going to join us. We're going to continue to talk about the Giants, the Jets, the football here. But don't get it twisted. I'm here wearing Devils gear. We're definitely going to get into the conversation about the New Jersey Devils, also the Rangers, open for business. Chris Kreider? No. Is Chris Kreider going to go? I don't know, man. We'll talk about the Islanders. We'll sneak some puck in. Jonathan Davis will join me at 10 p.m. But my first guest is coming up. That's Jordan Schultz. You don't want to miss this conversation. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.